You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. If you're Android, we recommend Spotify. Google Podcasts is gone, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, turn the notifications on. Also, check us out on Apple Podcasts if you are an Apple person. Check out Off the Floor as well. That's $2.99 per month. That is our Discord. That's where you can communicate with us and other Heat fans and media all day long. We got 10 different channels on there. We've got other NBA games, non-hoop stuff. If you want to get in there, music, culture, promo deals, trade machine ideas, it's all there. Check it out at Off the Floor. The link is pinned right here in the description on the podcast feed, the YouTube channel, and to the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. So many of our local sponsors are big Heat fans. It's almost a prerequisite, including our friends over at Big Brother Ironwork. You can check them out at bigbrotherironwork.com. If you want competitive pricing, you want a guarantee of steadfast fabrication and installation, you want your metalwork with aluminum fences, gates, pergolas, railings, and more, and you want a company with more than 20 years of experience that's based here in South Florida, and by the way, yes, licensed and insured and big Miami Heat fans, check out bigbrotherironwork.com. Again, that's bigbrotherironwork.com. In English, you can call 786-406-5780. That's 786-406-5780 and ask for Abraham, or en español. Well, I really should just read the numbers in Spanish, but 305-218-8681 and reach out to Daniel. BigBrotherIronwork.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got a all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
You know why we're here today, other than for me to speak bad Spanish? I've gotten through entire two-hour dinners speaking only Spanish, by the way. But
no way.
My daughter doesn't.
How have you never mentioned this before?
There's a lot of things about my life I don't mention. But the only reason we're here... The only reason we're here is because I got a tweet today. Someone tweeted at me, my Twitter account, Five Reasons Sports, and at the Five on the Floor account. You can always check out the Five on the Floor account. Actually, Sean Rochester runs that. I don't know if people know that. That's the 5OTF underscore account. So you should be subscribed to that. Not subscribed, but following that as well as Five Reasons Sports, which I run, by the way. The only reason we're here is because someone named Joel Prieto tweeted, no basketball content in an in-between playoff off day is unacceptable. Can I expect something tonight at least? So I'm going to respond. I'm
holding us accountable.
Holding us accountable in a way that you don't hold Spo accountable. Yes. And you'll be mentioned. Here we go. So here's today's floor plan. We don't really have a plan. We discussed today what we were going to do. And I just can't blow smoke up everybody's ass. That's basically where I'm at with this. I mean, we could do an episode about X's and O's and what they can change. And I will allow, yeah, thanks, Greg. I will allow Alex. And by the way, I have Alex Lito. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. And Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. I will allow Alex, I'll give you 3 minutes later, sometime in this episode, to exit a way to get this thing more interesting. That's fine. Okay. But look, I mean, I think we have to accept some reality in this situation. They are overmatched. And I think what we saw, I give them credit for their fight in that first game. We addressed this and we'll get to the fight specifically as we go forward. But I mean, their effort in terms of getting back into that game and scrambling with different rotations and some of the things that obviously Jaquez did in particular, and then DeLon Wright late and everything. We have questions about why Kevin Love didn't play more. There's basketball stuff we can do. And I give them credit, again, for getting themselves back into that thing. But I think what we saw early in the game is kind of what this is. Like, this is, you know, the Heat are – they're without – they're two linchpins offensively, really. I mean, and I know people say, well, it should be Tyler Hero, and that's another conversation. But the guy who can make something out of nothing on this team is Terry Rozier. And the guy who settles everything down for this team is Jimmy Butler. And they don't have either of them. And they've got Duncan Robinson. And it's hard for me to watch Duncan at this stage. Like, they've got Duncan playing at like 30%. Like, he does not look anything like he, I mean, he looks worse than the player we saw prior to his revival at the end of last year. And it's not his fault. I mean, he's dealing with a back injury he's never dealt with before. And it's not ideal for the future either. So it's just almost an impossible task. And so, Greg, I kind of wanted to get into some of the narrative stuff on this series because I'm following everything all this. I go to you. I'll give Alex his 3 minutes later, and it'll be just a prepare soliloquy on X's and O's and what Spo can do to get them back into this thing.
Take notes, Spo.
All right, exactly.
The toughest question of them all.
I'm holding you accountable to do at least as good as Spo would do, okay? But, Greg, I mean, the stuff that's been coming out about this organization from the media over the past, I can't get over it. Like, this Brian Scalabrine thing, and I recommend everybody check out the video that I did. I did a 6.5-minute screed on this already, so I'll let you go in on it. I'm so tired, okay? And look, it's not our job to do the bidding of the Miami Heat organization, but it's our job to call bullshit, all right? And I'm so tired of people who don't follow this team, don't know anything about it, don't have any access to it, just say Heat culture and then they mock that, right? And don't know the people in it in particular. And to come out today, okay, for Brian Scalabrine, who was a bit player in Boston, I've been on his show on SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's on there with Isola. I've known Isola for 25 years. Isola's a troll, okay, good guy in real life, okay, but he trolls Heat fans all the time. For him to come out today and or yesterday and then repeat it and double down on the Levitard show, that Eric Spoelstra, okay, who has been coaching since 2008, who has never once, Greg, been accused of being like a coach who uses dirty tactics, okay, by anybody credible, who is the lead assistant on the Olympic team, meaning that he coaches Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday, among others, okay, who was just named in an anonymous poll from players, although not so anonymously from Josh Hart, who wanted to go on the record, as the coach they would most want to play for.
Okay? That's interesting.
Okay. To accuse that coach of calling a timeout at the end of the game to call a code red, like from A Few Good Men, okay, like he's Jack Nicholson, call a code red to go put a hit on Jason Tatum and use Caleb Martin with his underman. Let's just get as undermanned as the Heat are already. Let's go Caleb Martin suspended. One of our starters who had a great series against Boston last year was almost Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Don't send Thomas Bryant. Don't send somebody. Send Caleb Martin out there ignoring, okay, that Spo, for whatever reason, decided to use a challenge with a minute and a half left because he can only use challenges in the last 2 minutes, apparently. We've talked about that over the past few years. He used the challenge, which is the reason for the timeout, and then Drew Holiday pushed Caleb. It's right there on the video.
Yeah.
Pushed Caleb Martin in the back, okay, into Jason Tatum. To me, it's the capper, and we'll get into some of the others, on a week of just ridiculous media bullshit from the likes of Wilbon, Perkins, and all the rest of them, who, frankly, the Miami Heat should not speak to any of these people in any capacity ever again.
Loudmouths who know nothing about what goes on in Miami. And it's so evident when you hear them speak. They just parachute in one day, say one thing, and then parachute back out and go enter the hot take cannon and shoot it off at another organization. Just absolute garbage what he had to say, Scalabrine, and anybody else who insinuated that there was any code red. How dramatic are we getting? Can people just relax for 5 seconds with the code red stuff from Spo? Spo is not doing that. He's one of the most, like, if you talk about a guy who's going to uphold the beauty and integrity of the game of basketball, it is Eric Spoelstra. What are we talking about, people? So to me, it's completely ridiculous. These are people that are talking a bunch of bullshit just to hear themselves speak. I apologize for cursing, but that's just what it is. And you get to a point where you understand why they cover the same teams over and over again, and they're ignorant to what goes on throughout the rest of the league. It becomes really apparent come playoff time when you get guys behind microphones and they say the kind of dumb stuff that was mentioned this week about Spoelstra and Code Reds and Caleb Martin. If any player, Caleb Martin's one of the few guys playing that's going to play 40 minutes. Can we at least pick a guy who's going to play spot right. minutes? I mean, right. It's just total. It's
insane. Send Patty Mills out there. Like what are you doing? Like if Spo is calling a code red, I mean, he's calling the wrong number. Like I don't understand it. And you know, look, the Heat use Spo. When you come to the arena, Alex, you see this a lot, you're usually late, but when you come to the arena, I'm sorry, when you come to the arena a few minutes before tip, okay, there's a video about how to conduct yourself in the stands and to make it a good experience for everybody. You know who does the voiceover of that video? Eric Spoelstra. Okay,
what?
Like, yeah, I know. You've never seen it. Well, that's also when you're avoiding eating in the media room. But yeah, look, the idea, again, that you're going to go after Spo, and this I think, okay, what we saw today, and we'll try to get into some basketball in this pod, all right? But, like, I think what you saw today was people who know Spo rallying to his defense, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm sorry. Sedano did. Tim Reynolds did. I did. If you've been around Spo long enough, okay, the one thing that you know beyond everything is what a compassionate human being he is. And I'm not going to get into specifics here. I've done it before, but I know things he's done for me as someone who's a business associate of his, basically in that capacity, okay, and things he's done for others that I know, and things he's done for his players, things he's done for people inside that organization. He is a good person first. And this idea, again, that he would do that, even in the heat of competition, it doesn't even make any sense. Like, I don't know why you would do that. Look, all the Heat are trying to do, and I said this on the video, okay, play as hard as they fucking can right now. That's it. Like, just play hard. Just play hard and see what happens. Like, that, they know they're up against it, okay? Just play hard. And when you play hard, things are going to happen, especially when you're pushed in the back. Especially when you're pushed in the back. Like, nobody's going after Drew today, like, and say, okay, look, whatever. It got a little chippy at the end, all right? To accuse, again, and Drew is known as one of the best people in the game also, by the way, okay? I think you have to take that into some context. So anyway, that's where I'm at with it. The other stuff that came out this week, the thing about Wilbon and Perkins going after Heat fans for not being there 7 o'clock on a Friday night. I mean, seriously, I live in Fort Lauderdale. If I don't leave by 4, I won't be there, okay, until at past 7 o'clock, okay? It's just not happening. And that's the case. It's an arena that's built on the bay. It's very nice for aesthetic purposes. It sucks for access purposes. There are three ways you can't get into that arena. There's only one way to go, right?
597 consecutive sellouts.
They get there somehow, right? They get there somehow, okay?
Just but not it's right not at easy. The beginning.
Especially
it's not ready to be. And if you are not, and if you can't pay a discounted rate at Bayside, okay, which we get, okay, as that we pay, but we pay a discounted rate, you are searching for parking all over the place. Miami City planning sucks. The public transportation sucks. One of the trains you're going to take is probably going to kill three people on the way down there. It is not, Well, they never sponsored us. It is not an ideal situation, okay, to get to that arena. And by the way, when you're trying to get into the arena itself, it's one of the slowest processes I've ever seen. It really is. Like the Dolphin, it's better at the stadium. Honestly, it's better. It's gotten since COVID, it's gotten really bad. And I'll just say that flat out. They need to fix that. Okay. And then when you come in, then everybody goes to the concession stands, which I will tell you are among the slowest in the entire league. I've been around the entire league. So all of these things come together. So who gets blamed? The fans. And that was bullshit. And the other thing that was bullshit, I'm sorry, is Kendrick Perkins. What if the Heat make every shot? Well, did you see this one? This is the one that Shawn went after. Our Shawn Rochester went after. If they make every 2-point, 3-point shot, they're still going to get swept. No, Kendrick, math. If they make every 2-point and 3-point shot, they will likely win, okay? As would the Detroit Pistons, as would the Sacramento Kings, as would the Atlanta Hawks, as would, the Washington Generals. If you make every shot, you're going to win. This is what happens, and after the break, we will get into some actual analysis, okay? And I'm going to let Alex take it. This is what happens when you don't follow a team. You have nothing to say. You have nothing to say. They don't know anything about any of these players. They have basically been following three teams the entire season, maybe four, because Stephen A. talks about the Knicks. They talk about a Lakers team that's likely going to get swept, okay? They talk about a Warriors team that's already in Cancun, and they talk about the Celtics and then again the Knicks. That's it. They have not followed any other teams. They can't tell you anything about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They can't tell you anything. They have the Nuggets. Do you think they know, any of these people even know who Payton Watson is when he's their sixth man now or seventh man now? And this is the champions? All right? It's disgusting coverage, and it is a Northeast thing. SiriusXM NBA, which I've been on, is populated with New Yorkers and Bostonians. We've talked about the Ringer in the offseason, which was anti-Heat on the entire thing. Mostly Bostonians and New Yorkers, okay? And ESPN is all Boston, New York, and LA. That's where they're all from, okay? We've got two people from this area in South Florida who happen to be two of my good friends who still work at ESPN. You don't see them on those shows. They were both at the game the other night, but you don't see them on those shows, okay? So I just wanted to get that off my chest. After this spots, we'll talk basketball. We do have some good news today. This is the thing that made me happy while following all of their coverage. Prize Picks is back in the state of Florida. We told you we weren't lying. We absolutely told you that this was going to happen. Now it's going to be a little bit different. Okay. Same code, 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. That is the same. Okay. The game is a little bit different. It's a peer-to-peer game, and it's called Prize Picks Arena. We recommend that if you're on there already, you go check it out. The instructions are all there, but basically you're going to be put in a group and you create a lineup, okay, of the up and down that you want in terms of different players. So come check it out. You can go up to four different players on there. We'll be giving you more details as we go forward and more on the YouTube channel, but we are happy to say that Prize Picks is back in the state of Florida and you can still use our code, the code FIVE, get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Also do want to mention our gambling partner, and that's Better Edge. And that is also still legal in the state of Florida. That's been legal all along. That's where we tell you to find the line that you want. Also, we run different competitions on there. For that one, use the code 5RSN and you get $20 to play. So betteredge.com, use the code 5RSN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Alex. Other than all this stuff that's going on off the court, tell me how the Heat make it interesting.
Like I said earlier, this is the toughest question of them all. And so I can do as much stalling for time as I want to, and I'm still not going to come up with a solid answer.
Let me know if I need to go get a soda. Am I good? A little left?
No, you're good. You're good. I think, honestly, there's a lot of things that they can do better. That doesn't mean they're going to win the series. They're almost definitely not going to win the series. A miracle would have to happen. An actual miracle from God himself would have to happen. And I'm not getting religious here. Just objectively for them to win the series. That's where I'm at, right? They're clearly overmatched. They're not supposed to win. I love, we love that they love being backed into a corner and that they can perform well in those circumstances. That's great and all, but usually that's with Jimmy Butler in the lineup, not to mention Terry's not there. Duncan is obviously not himself. That's damn near three-fourths of your shot creation right there. There's a whole lot they have to make up for with the guys that they have missing. What you can't do is start off the game, first of all, how you did the other night, where whatever it was, 12-0 to start off the game. And a lot of it was the Heat playing kind of, bad offensive process, which is what ended up getting them their first two buckets with Bam, because he was just kind of reading the matchup, playing one-on-one and breaking the ice there. But that for the beginning of the game, and then, of course, throughout the rest of the game, there was the offensive process is just not good. And it's easier said than done. It's you can't just say, number one, fix the offensive process. How, right? Without Duncan, without Terry, I should say without Duncan looking like himself, without Terry, without Jimmy, how do you do that? I think, you can even point to better ball and player movement. That's always the thing you can point to. How do you create better ball movement where the Celtics actually have to rotate and scramble? I think those are the real questions that, Spo has probably been staying up the past couple of days for, just trying to figure out answers to. And it's there is no easy answer because they're playing Bam one-on-one, right? They're kind of you don't have a lot of great three-point shooting threats. You're missing a lot of them. Bam is somebody who wants to, take his middies, and if not, is a screen and roller. So it's not like he is this dynamic one-on-one player who is always going to create good shots, right? So they can afford to play one-on-one. And the Tyler thing, Drew Holiday made it really hard for him the other day, and
he's got to be better.
No, yeah, he's got to be better, and I think he will be. I don't think he's going to have as bad of a game in game two. But there is nothing there easy for them, right? There was some wide-open shots that Tyler missed in that game, but most of the shots he was taking were it was not great looks. And he wasn't forcing bad ones. I think he had to get up some shots, but, he is in such a bad position, right? And I think I mentioned this on playback as well. All of us know, right? Tyler Hero fans, non-Tyler Hero fans, all of us know he is not a number one option, especially without other guys who can support him. They're in a really bad position, and they're going to have to find creative solutions to overcome this. They're going to have to find a way to move the ball more. And then on defense, I think that's the stuff that there's real upside for. Because on offense, you could go, play more Kevin Love, play more Jovic, and kind of have them have the ball a little bit too, more cutting, things like that. I think you can do that. Again, like I mentioned on the show, you have to play a low turnover game. And you have to be turning them over. Now, how do you turn them over, right? I think you got to go back to some of that man stuff and kind of the regular help defense principles that they ran in the past Heat-Celtics matchups. I think, and Cooper Moorhead, who does fantastic work, mentioned this in his article. There's a reason, right, that they didn't play a lot of zone against the Celtics this year, right? It's a tough matchup to play zone against because they're playing five out now with Porzingis. Which, by the way, Jovic is really upfront about this after the game, saying that having Porzingis there makes it a lot harder for them. He straight up said it was a lot easier last year because there was no, five out big who can also post up a mismatch. And even though it's a, he just shoots over you, it's not like a post hook or anything and not backing you down. Porzingis will take advantage of that. So there's no easy solution to switch that, right? If you're zoning, you put Porzingis in the middle of the zone and they were finding easy looks over and over again, especially when the Heat were doubling out of the zone. I don't want to see that, not for a single possession in this game. I don't want to see them double out of a zone early on in a possession until maybe somebody gets beat and they have to, right? I don't want to see that at all. I think you have to play a really, really disciplined defensive game. You can't turn the ball over. You probably play less zone and try not to overhelp early in the shot clock. And you honestly, you got to trust your defenders a little bit more. You got to trust your Haywoods and your Bams. And you know, maybe you go to more Jovic guarding Porzingis for this, Bam guarding Tatum. Like, you show that look just to throw something different out there. When your positive defenders are out there, you got to trust them. I think sometimes they lean back into their overhelp principles, and it's like it doesn't create, you know, good. It's not a good solution, right? Because it's creating great looks for the Celtics, not good looks, great looks. They're getting wide open shots, right? Like, you have to prevent those wide open looks. You have to let Tatum and Brown play one on one. You have to let Porzingis play one on one at some point, like versus like their actual primary matchups, not versus mismatches. I think you got to trust your defenders. You know, play a disciplined defense where you're still helping, but you're not over helping early in the shot clock. And I think after that, you live with the results. You hope that the Celtics are complacent, have a bad shooting night, which happens with 3-point shooting variants. They've got a lot of great shooters, but they can have a bad shooting night. You know, if you turn them over, which is hard to do without Jimmy getting his like 3 playoff steals a game, right? I think that is the blueprint. Now, maybe that gets you a game. Again, maybe, just maybe you can get 2. But for now, you just have to worry about getting 1. They're not going to win the series.
Just get 1.
They can do better than what they did in game 1.
Don't let us get 1. You mentioned the turnovers. They didn't have a live ball turnover in the game, I don't think. I went back and looked after we talked about it yesterday. You can't create easy opportunities if you can't get live ball turnovers. And you mentioned
that the Celtics were eating off. In the beginning,
well, you mentioned the 3-point shooting too. If you take Tatum's 1-for-8 out, the other 7 guys in the Celtics rotation, because they only played 8, the 7 guys who played, they all made at least 2 threes, and none of them shot worse than 40%. Like, it wasn't like one guy. It's like it was literally every. And we do have to give the Celtics credit. And see, this is the thing about it, Greg. As I pivot back here. That is frustrating about this is I don't think any of us is trying to diminish this team that the Celtics have put together. They made
no
very smart trade for Porzingis, worked out better than I thought it was going to work out. He's been great for them. And Drew Holiday was gifted to them basically by Joe Cronin. So great. You took advantage of it. Fantastic. Okay. Brad Stevens has done a hell of a job. Like, there's no way around it. And the Heat have great respect for Brad Stevens, by the way. You know, I know that I used to see anytime you would be at Summer League, I would be Summer League in Vegas. Stevens was sitting with Riley. Like, there is respect. I know the Ainge Riley thing, but since Stevens has ascended into that front office, and look, give them credit too with the Udoka situation. We know how good a coach Udoka is. We saw that this year with Houston. And obviously, Missoula has grown into the role in some capacity to be able to put this thing together. We'll see if they can win a title. I still think the Nuggets win the championship. But I give them credit, and I want to give them credit, but it's the other stuff that's got me. It's their fans who are just being ridiculous. Yeah. It's the media. It's the national media. Like,
I'm the just crumbling in big moments.
Right. It's like the Jason Tatum anointing, too, because I'll just say this. He's a very good player, all right? But, like, he's not that guy. I'm sorry. Like, he's not that guy in the sense of, like, when you go into a series, like, if you're talking about a guy who's a top 5 player in the league, okay? If the Heat were going to a series against Luka, I'd be scared to death of Luka, okay? Shit, I'd be scared to death of Shea for what we saw with him this year, okay? Scared to death of Jokic, okay? Even Embiid, if he's healthy. I mean, Giannis, Tatum's really good.
Tatum and Bam and Spo, then I could be scared of Tatum.
Well, I know. Well, see, we're going to have to change all this. We have to delete all this when he wants to come to Miami in a couple of years. But again, Spo tried to take him out, right? Like, so he sent Caleb Martin on a code red, okay? You can't handle the truth, Greg. Scalabrine told us the truth. You can't handle it.
Disgusting.
That Spoelstra is sending out trying to maim people.
He told Drew to push Caleb into Jason Tatum.
Right, because he's going to be coaching Drew in the Olympics. So he told Drew, he said, you know, hey, go out there and you're going to take Tatum out, you know, and then you'll get more shots. Because because Drew only took 8 shots in the game. So he would have got more shots if Tatum wasn't going 1-of-8 from 3, right? So take him out. It's just moronic and it's ridiculous. And I'm glad, by the way, and I'll mention this now, that the game is going to be back on Bally Sports on Wednesday. So we will have that on our playback feed as we're following the game. You can listen to that in the background, or you can listen to us. We appreciate everybody who was with us for the entire game. Also, we do want to mention on playback, playback.tv/5RSN, we are following other games. So I know if you listen to this tonight, some of the guys are going to be watching the Knicks-Sixers game on there. So you may have to deal with some Knicks and Sixers fans, but you can at least watch with Matt, Eternal, Ray, and the rest of our group on there. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Tony Fiorentino will be joining. So we'll talk to Coach Tony. Honestly, I had scheduled this a week ago. We had to push it back. It's the perfect timing. Like, literally, the topics we talked about today, Tony went after, what do you go after? He went after Kendrick Perkins. He will not hold back about this stuff. He is the professional voice of the Heat fan. So we'll have Coach Tony on tomorrow. Eric Reed would say similar things, but they'd be said in a lot nicer way than Tony would. All right, Alex, we appreciate you giving us the reasons that they may be able to get a game. Greg, you mentioned it. I'll finish here. I'll let you maybe close it here. I mean, all the things we talk about, the one guy who needs to get his shit together by Wednesday is Tyler Hero, right? Like, that's the one?
Okay. Yes. I mean, if you have one guy with the most at stake on the team and his standing with the team, it's Tyler Hero, and it starts game two.
Yep. All right. So we'll see what happens there. So I didn't want to – anybody think we neglected it. We hit on it the other night, and obviously he's got to be better in game two. Just no way around it. However they get him free, whether it's off the ball or whatever – he needs to perform. And he has, at times, come back. We saw him do it in the play-in game, but hasn't happened yet. You're shaking your head, Alex, or is
Alex,
it me?
Alex hates that narrative.
No. I don't. It's not the narrative. It's just, like, just hearing you talk about, like, everything Tyler asked. I'm just like, oh, man, this is just not going to go well.
I wouldn't want to be him right now.
Big comeback game. And now if it's not, like, a good game, and it's just, like, another, like, it's a better version of game one where it's not good, but maybe it's not terrible. Like, that's not going to do it either. He's going to get so much backlash regardless. So it just makes me roll my eyes a little bit because he was bad. He can't be that. He can't continue being that bad.
Alex, what is better for him? What is better for him ultimately? I hate to put it in these terms.
What is better for him is to be in the position that he's supposed to be in, which is if guys were healthy, right? It's just not
right.
The case,
I know, or catch and shoot, but that's not what I mean. I'm not going to X and O with you here at the end of it.
I mean, he's not a number one option. It's not even X and O's. He's in such a position that I don't think he's going to be successful in, and he's doing it against perhaps the second best team in the league, the team with the best record and no holes on defense. Like, good luck, Tyler.
What do you think would be better? This is the question I'm trying to get at. I'll let you both answer this. What is better for him in terms of perception and what he's going to hear? Is it better for him if he just gets hurt in game three?
Oh God.
Or if he just can't ever break loose against this team playing healthy.
You can't get hurt again.
Play healthy.
Yeah, that's just not going to make anything better. It's just going to bring back the other narrative. Like I'm saying, he can't win either way in the position he's in right now. But
I feel for him. The thing about Tyler that I will say is he is endlessly professional about certain things. And he really just, again, we don't know these guys that well, but he's just always seemed like a good person to me. And I saw him the other day after the game in the locker room, and there was a crowd waiting to talk to him, and he had his feet in the tub and all that. So we were surrounding him. And Eric Glass, who's an assistant for the Heat, of course, came in, and he had his son there. And Tyler was just – the kid was a cute kid, obviously. Tyler said, I haven't seen you in a while and all the rest of this. And the kid was basically like doing an interview. He was like – he was essentially like – and Tyler was like, what can I do better? You know, and he's like, well, you had a double-double, so maybe you could hit more threes. And it's just like – I'm just watching Tyler there, and I'm watching the way that he's handling stuff with us and the pressure. Well, yeah, maybe he should be interviewing instead of us because he was holding him accountable. But I'm watching this, and I'm just like, he's really treated people the right way. He's handled the situation, I think, really well, what he's had to deal with. But you're right, man. Right now, it's just a no-win deal. Like, I mean, unless he comes out and scores 35 and they win, and then people are going to complain he took too many shots. Like, it's tough right now. It's tough. It's tough all over. Brian Scalabrine apologized to Eric Spoelstra. Stat. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.